Murals, obviously, I think lead nicely on. Obviously, the main one that was unveiled by the man himself, you said, Nick, was of course Brian Robson, our Captain Marvel, and that leads us obviously to touch on a really awesome thread that's in on Red Cap at the moment, which I've seen a few of these crop up sort of this season over the summer, and they're absolutely brilliant. I think they're done by people who do like drafts and stuff, and just have this immense football knowledge and this archive of sort of videos, particularly from past players that it just isn't so easy to find and to know about, which is great. And a great resource for everyone. This particular one is from Hogo Benito, which is just a whole case study basically on Brian Robson, Captain Marvel, which is just an awesome thread. And other people have just chipped in with great, quotes, memories, videos, everything like that, our longest serving captain and just an immense player for us. So it's just great to have a look back. And as we're trying to do on United Hour this year, is just include some little piece within every episode that's just a little bit different, that isn't just looking at the game or the game ahead. And it's just to talk about something that might have happened or something that's going on in football. So, Alex, Brian Robson.
Both me and you were kind of too young to remember him. When I was sort of first born was when he was very, very much coming to the end. But I think it's important that, even for our listeners who are more coming through the Premier League era, look back at the sort of influence he had on our history. That what he won with us as a captain, he was our longest serving captain. He won 3 FA Cups, a European Cup Winners' Cup. He won 2 Premier League titles right at the end of his career. And the influence that he had on that class of 92, on Roy Keane, who was basically Roy Keane's star and, the player that he really modelled himself on. And he was absolutely immense for us, over a long period. And I think it's good that people go and reflect on that and look at some of the videos, because he was incredibly influential and inspiring, both on the pitch and off the pitch. And on the pitch, you get the impression, and what a lot of the quotes say from ex-players is that, when he was on the pitch, you knew you were going to win. He was one of those players. He was incredible at sort of, he was very all-encompassing, both as a personality, but as a player, he was very hard in the tackle. He was all around the pitch, but also he was scoring goals. And I think he scored 99 goals for United from midfield, which is obviously a huge achievement. And he was sort of, he was completely a breakneck into the tackle, sometimes at his detriment. And I think Fergie spoke about how, he had 3 broken legs, a broken collarbone, 101 hamstring injuries, ankle injuries, and he still played till 37. And it tells you something about the man, because he was just imperious, just completely. And one thing that I found really interesting when I was going through that thread and reading some of the quotes is that everyone talks about how great he was all round. But Fergie sort of said, he had this sort of, he was incredibly brave and courageous, which a lot of people spoke about, but he really pinpointed something, and he said that he had a quality that you can't coach in players, and that was timing. If 2 players go up for a ball in the air, a red jersey and another journey, Brian would know where it's going to land. If a ball was coming to the back post, he'd be there. He know he has to get there. At the front post, he knows he has to be there, and he's always there. And he had the talent to time things, to be at the right place at the right time in the right context. And the courage that he had because of that was absolutely astounding. And really, I guess, when we're always talking about the famous number 7 jersey, David Beckham, Cristiano Ronaldo, George Best, Eric Cantona, he doesn't come into that conversation enough, because he definitely is, an absolutely huge, huge player in United's history. And I'm sure, Nick, or maybe even Nick's dad, could say a lot more on him. I'm really not doing him justice, but I implore all of you, whether you're on Redcaf, whether you're a Redcaf lurker, or whether you never go on Redcaf, to just have a look at that thread and look at some of the performances that he inspired, because he really was some player.
Yeah, I mean, even for me, I was quite young when Robson was at his peak, because, he's probably like our kind of legend of the 80s, he was still going in those early 90s and was around for those first couple of Premier League wins for us. So, people still remember him for that, but he started being more of a bit part player then. And he was more that kind of dressing room influence, whereas not maybe having as much influence on the pitch. But yeah, I mean, as a player, for the kind of younger fans out there, if you think of Roy Keane adding a load of extra goals, then yeah, that's Brian Robson. And, he was that proper like box-to-box midfielder. He was, it came to us as a British record transfer fee in the early 80s. So yeah,
from
he was
West
already.
Brom, right?
Hey. Yeah,
from West Brom, right?
Yeah, from West Brom, exactly.
1.5 million was the British transfer.
Yeah, 1981, 1.5 million,
which is an admin fee.
Yeah, it was our captain for years and years. It's the FA Cups that are famous. I mean, the actual mural that's gone up now at Old Trafford is from a famous night, 1984, which a lot of fans still talk about as the best atmosphere ever at Old Trafford. I wasn't there at that time. But yeah, I hear it from a lot of other people. And yeah, we were basically 2-0 down from, in the, it was the Cup Winners' Cup quarterfinal, 2-0 down. We were from the away leg in Barcelona, and he managed to turn it round for a 3-2 win. He scored two of them. And yeah, I mean, you can compare it to that kind of classic Keane performance out in Turin,
yeah,
we went through to the semi-final. We did actually get knocked out by eventual winners Juventus there. But yeah, it's still a famous night in the history of United. And that is the mural that's gone up there. It's of him being held aloft by like fans celebrating post-match after that win. And as I said, yeah, Robbo turned up. Because he was really happy. I heard that when he heard that this mural was coming up, so he was there in J Stand and yeah, celebrated with the fans there. And I think he was really happy. He's still like a United ambassador.
Yeah, he's a very genuine man, isn't he?
Yeah, he's also had troubles with kind of you know, cancer and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's coming through that, and he's still very involved with the club. But yeah, like I say, any younger fans, go back and have a look at some of these videos, because yeah, it's a period in United's history that's not that celebrated, because obviously we didn't win the league. You know, there's a couple of FA Cups there and then, and it's just a shame that yeah, we didn't have some better players to remember those kind of teams a bit better. I mean, yeah, there is also Norman Whiteside, who was around that time as well, who's still remembered as a bit of a cult hero.
Yeah.
And will go up in one of these murals as well around there. But yeah, the 80s is not always remembered as a great time, but fans actually remember it as a brilliant time for like just atmosphere, following the club, that kind of thing. And yeah, that's why people talk about that period in the club still with a lot of fondness, even though yeah, all we have to show for it was a few FA Cups.
There's a great anecdote. I think it might be in class of 92 actually, but it's from Giggs when he started out, and he spoke about how the class of 92 really looked up to Robson and the influence he had on them. But he spoke about one of his first games at United, and he was off on the left wing, and the right back of the opposition was giving him a bit of a tough time, you know, as you would a new young winger, pacey little tricky winger coming in. He was giving him a bit of a tough time. He told him that he was going to break his legs. So as you would, Giggs went and told big brother Brian Robson, and Brian was curious, as you would be, you know. He's like, oh, he said that, did he? Said he was going to break your legs. Okay, you play central midfield for the next few minutes, and let me just pop over to left wing. Of course, a few minutes later, he comes back to centre mid and tells Giggs to get back over there. He'll be fine now. And of course he was. And I think we all know what Brian Robson went over there and did. Something about asking the right back if his brother had a wife or something like that. But no, obviously he's gone over there and he's put his mark down. And he was a huge influence. But one thing that I saw mentioned so much was how, even though he was such a sort of tough tackler and a very sort of strong competitor, his aggression didn't really boil over. He wasn't looking for trouble. You know, something that I think has been aimed at Keane sometimes. He just simply wanted to win, and he was doing everything he could to win. And he was fantastic at it. And yeah, like I said, I think it's really worth going back and looking at his achievements for United, and his achievements outside of United, which, you know, will of course include making Vinnie Jones his most hardest man in football, which I'm sure he was ecstatic about.
Yeah, that, I mean, that is the accolade we would all aspire to, and I'm sure every professional footballer aspires to.
Most definitely.
Yeah, it's the one to win. No, it's certainly an amazing thread, it really is. It's a tremendous piece of work, and a lot of effort as well, I suppose, has gone into that from
Hulk. Yeah, of course,
so,
yeah.
I think massive, you know, thanks to him for that, because, you know, as you both touched on, it's a must read. It really is, because it's so good, and it's so good to see you know, the words of others who, you know, you hold in similar regard, Fergie, Bobby Charlton, whoever it is, you know, and even opposition players, stuff like that, because it really reinforces thoughts and feelings that we just don't really think about very often, because we're very much in the here and now, in the present, and the doom and gloom, which is tough. And a few people said that in the last thread, that it's nice to look back and remember better times, you know, when we weren't so poor. But, you know, we do get very bogged down in our problems and in how crap with that, you know, all that nonsense. And it's just good to look back and celebrate that, which is awesome.